The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, October 13th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That code is SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Fallout continued on Tuesday from the news that Jon Gruden would resign as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders after emails including racist, misogynistic, and anti-gay language surfaced at the New York Times. The emails sent to former Washington football team president Bruce Allen have been tied to the NFL's investigation into the Washington workplace. Now the NFLPA is calling for the league to release all 650,000 emails. We have had communications with the league, and the NFLPA plans to request that the NFL release the rest of the emails. That from NFLPA Executive Director Demora Smith in a quote to USA Today. The lawyers representing 40 of Washington's former employees also joined in by calling for a release of the emails. Now, a source did tell the Washington Post Mark Mask that it's highly unlikely that Bruce Allen will ever work in the NFL again, and the league does not plan to reopen the investigation or release materials from it publicly. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers also announced they have removed Gruden from their Ring of Honor. Gruden won Super Bowl 37 with the club. Now we go to the current iteration of the world champion Buccaneers, who travel to Philadelphia this week on Thursday Night Football. The game is coming up with quarterback Tom Brady nursing a right thumb injury. Brady came to the podium Tuesday with a wrap on his hand. He smacked it on a Miami Dolphins helmet on Sunday.
I mean, I think it's a little bit sore, but I'd expect it to be. But I think I should be fine for Thursday. Yeah, this is pretty simple, this tape job. The knee is a lot tougher. But it's just, it feels like it should be fine. I don't anticipate having a problem.
I know a lot of times in the middle of a game you can kind of push through a lot of things with adrenaline. How aware were you of the thumb of your hand? How much do you have to adjust to things in the second half? It didn't really show up in how you played.
Yeah, I was aware of it. I mean, look, a quarterback's right hand is important at the end of the day, so it's not like it's your left hand. If it was my left hand, I wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. But, you know, the fact that it's your throwing hand, I mean, there's not many things that are that important to a quarterback other than probably your right shoulder and your right elbow and your right hand. So anytime, you know, you get banged on one of those, it could be an issue. But like I said, I think there's no serious injury at all. So it's just more of, discomfort. But I think that should be gone here next day or two.
Yeah, Brady still threw for over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns in the Bucs' 45-17 win. So I tend to think he'll be okay. On the Eagles side, tight end Dallas Goedert was placed on the COVID-19 list, but tackle Jordan Mailata was listed as a full participant on Tuesday. The Eagles plan to start him at right tackle in place of Lane Johnson. More trouble in Detroit, where the Lions are already 0-5 to start the NFL season. On Tuesday, it was reported that starting center Frank Ragnow will miss the remainder of the 21 season after undergoing toe surgery. The toe injury actually dates back to the Lions' Week 4 loss against the Chicago Bears. Evan Brown filled in last game for the 2020 Pro Bowler in Ragnow, and the Lions do expect Ragnow back and healthy in 2022. And that's good news, with Detroit making him the NFL's highest paid center this past offseason. We'll finish off your Wednesday as we usually do with the speed round. The Miami Dolphins designated starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to return to practice from injured reserve. Coach Brian Flores said Monday there is hope Tua does practice this week. The Kansas City Chiefs placed running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire on injured reserve with that sprained MCL he suffered in Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. Darrell Williams and Jerick McKinnon are in line to run the football in the meantime. The Seattle Seahawks have responded to cornerback Trey Flowers' request to release him by releasing him. He started three games for the Hawks this season. The Seattle Kraken debuted in the NHL last night. I'm only telling you that so I don't have to tell you about the other news out of Seattle, and that is that they worked out Blake Bortles with Russell Wilson currently out of action. Remember, I'm not telling you that news. Chicago Bears linebacker Jeremiah Atacho suffered a torn pec and is out for the season. The Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster plans to have surgery today, which will end his season. Some big names on some practice squads. Cornerback Quentin Dunbar went to the practice squad of the Green Bay Packers, and wide receiver John Smoke Brown went to the practice squad of the Denver Broncos. After 71 games, including 19 starts, Titans tackle Ty Sambrelo retired. The Cincinnati Bengals signed running back Elijah Holyfield to their practice squad. As you might remember, he is the son of former heavyweight champ boxer Evander Holyfield. Hopefully, Evander was able to hear that excellent news about his son. Why did Mike Tyson do that? I don't know. It's probably my cue to go here on the SB Nation NFL kickoff for Wednesday, October 13th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session with another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.